AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Griffith Stadium on the Lloyd Norris High School campus in Kalamazoo, but it's the Coldwater Cardinals, the visitors, that are having all sorts of fun at the expense of their hosts, the Knights. 35-0, the halftime score. The halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. You can call them at 278-6960. We'll go over the scoring summary and the stats right after this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, and that will be coming up after this two-minute break. 35-0, Cardinals lead the Knights. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
OmniSource in Coldwater is now accepting commercial scrap metals and paying businesses premium rates for your materials. Whether it's a dump truck or a 90-yard bin, OmniSource has a large capacity scale to handle your biggest loads of scrap. Transport it yourself, or OmniSource will deliver a bin to you to fill and then haul your scrap away. Save money on gas and freight fees by bringing your ferrous and non-ferrous metals to OmniSource in Coldwater. Servicing all area businesses, including machine and auto repair shops, manufacturers, plumbers, electricians, heating and cooling companies, construction, agriculture, and welding businesses.
This is Renee from OmniSource in Coldwater. We're now paying businesses for your ferrous and non-ferrous scrap materials. Call us for premium rates for your scrap, or just bring it on over to us at 375 South Michigan Avenue by the I-69 overpass. Weekdays from 8 to 4, Saturdays from 8 to noon, or visit us anytime online at omnisource.com. OmniSource, the best in metals recycling.
Changes in the air. Glenn here from Warner Oil Company. While we're not sure what the weather has in store, one thing is for sure. The calendar says fall is coming, and I'm here to remind you that Warner Oil is stocked and ready with antifreeze, washer fluid, engine oil, and quality Chevron lubricants to get your fall engine service completed. Don't wait. Now is the best time to purchase these supplies. Over the past 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been supplying your fuel and lubricant needs. Whether to take the chill out of your home or filling your fuel tanks with farm gas and diesel fuel, Warner Oil has been there to meet your needs. Our fuel drivers have years and years of experience. They understand that you are busy and you need them to keep your tanks full. Ask them about our premium grade diesel fuel or 20% renewable. You can call Warner Oil Company today at 517-278-5844. Or stop by to see us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater.
Trophy Games. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I remember it was my first month on the job at the MHSAA over 25 years ago, and I heard a speaker at our officials banquet that year really capture the local essence of high school sports. He was talking about his prep playing days and how in his rural community, there was nothing bigger than winning the county championship. That same local pride is captured weekly during the football season in trophy games that schools have created to help spice up their natural rivalry. In Michigan, we've got more than our fair share of Little Brown Jugs and other interesting awards that schools have played for. The original Little Brown Jug, as far as we can tell in Michigan high school football, dates back to 1925, when a local druggist in Newberry donated one to be the prize for the Indians' annual clash with the Blue Devils of Sault Ste. Marie. That series endures today and will take place in week 9 of the regular season. It's had some breaks in play, and a replacement jug for some unknown reason appeared on the scene in 1934, but it is the king of the dozen or so jug battles that we're aware of. Two of the longest-running high school rivalries in the country have had traveling trophies. The oldest rivalry west of the Allegheny Mountains, Kalamazoo Central and Battle Creek Central, dates back to 1893, and the two schools, in an effort to grow friendship, created a life-size totem pole in the early 1950s to be the prize for the winner of the game. When it disappeared, It was replaced by a foot-high replica, which has also since vanished. And the annual M&M game between Menominee and Marinette, Wisconsin, two communities separated by a bridge and a mile of water, which have played since 1894, do battle each season for the cedar log. Bells are popular trophies. We think an oversized cowbell created for a carnival in Wayland back in 1938 was the first such trophy when it became the award to the winner of the Wayland-Caledonia Gridiron Clash in 1949. And the trophy that probably gets the most mileage each year could be the spirit bell that Ithaca and St. Louis play for in Gratiot County, which goes on the line whenever the two schools meet in boys and girls varsity competition. And we've got paddles and road signs and buckets and barrels and bullhorns and oil cans and cups and even a piece of parking lot curb as trophies. But in my view, perhaps the most unique one is the one that captures all of the flavor that the speaker I referenced at the top of the show, because it is indeed an honor that goes to winning the big game in the county. Butch was created by the student councils of Beaverton and Gladwin High Schools in the 1937-38 school year. This stuffed toy dog on wheels has a blanket over his body, red on one side for the Beaverton Beavers, blue on the other for the Flying G's of Gladwin. Butch is the prize whenever the schools play football and boys basketball. What makes Butch even more unique among Michigan's trophy games is that the original trophy is still in place. So he's probably the oldest active trophy in the bunch from what we can tell. Trophy games indeed capture the local essence of high school sports, and there's many more of them, and not just in football. We only know of about 80 such games, and we're sure there are more. Drop us a line at media@mhsaa.com to tell us about a trophy game in your area, and if we don't already have it on our list, we'll add it. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
OmniSource in Coldwater is now accepting commercial scrap metals and paying businesses premium rates for your materials. Whether it's a dump truck or a 90-yard bin, OmniSource has a large capacity scale to handle your biggest loads of scrap. Transport it yourself, or OmniSource will deliver a bin to you to fill and then haul your scrap away. Save money on gas and freight fees by bringing your ferrous and non-ferrous metals to OmniSource in Coldwater. Servicing all area businesses, including machine and auto repair shops, manufacturers, plumbers, electricians, heating and cooling companies, construction, agriculture, and welding businesses.
This is Renee from OmniSource in Coldwater. We're now paying businesses for your ferrous and non-ferrous scrap materials. Call us for premium rates for your scrap, or just bring it on over to us at 375 South Michigan Avenue by the I-69 overpass. Weekdays from 8 to 4, Saturdays from 8 to noon, or visit us anytime online at omnisource.com. OmniSource, the best in metals recycling.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard at the half, Harper Creek leading Sturgis 21-7. So the swoon is actually kind of continuing for the Trojans.
Yeah, they run into a really good football team tonight.
Well, the Cardinals, we're seeing them emerge as a very good football team, at least judged by first the score, which is 35-0 over the Loynorix Knights. And this stat I'll get to before the scoring summary. On the ground, Coldwater is outgained Loynorix 363 yards to 17, and that's net yardage.
That's amazing. I mean, we had 300 and some yards last week against Sturgis, and I'm probably going to see a different cast of characters out here in the second half, with Coldwater being up 35-0.
But we saw that a little bit near the end of the first half.
Yep. and you'll see more guys get into the game and stuff. So,
well, here's the scoring summary. The Cardinals had the ball first, but they didn't score. They did score first, but they actually scored on their second offensive series. The Cardinals actually went three and out their first series. But on the second series, four plays, 70 yards, a minute 49, the scoring play was a 15-yard Bryant Garrett run coming with 5:45 left in the first quarter. Blaze Watson's PAT kick was good, 7-0. And then with 2:54 left to play in the first quarter, an eight-play, 75-yard drive taking 2:54. Cooper Murphy with a four-yard quarterback keeper. Blaze Watson's PAT kick was good, 14-0, and that was your score after one quarter of play. The Cardinals would strike again, a three-play, 78-yard drive, taking just 50 seconds. Luke Beckhuizen scores on a four-yard keeper with 10:59 left to play in the second quarter. Blaze Watson's PAT kick was no good. That was the slippery snap to Colin Ward, the holder. So 20-0, Cardinals on top. The Cardinals then scored with 4:43 left to play in the half. Six play, 62-yard drive, taking 2:39. Cooper Murphy with a 10-yard run, and Cooper Murphy also ran in the two-point conversion, making it 28-0. And then the final score of the half came on a two-play, 42-yard drive. Luke Beckhuizen with a officially credited as a 21-yard keeper, and that score coming with a shade over 15 seconds left to play in the first half. Blaze Watson's PAT kick making it 35-0. In soccer, the varsity. Cooper Murphy, your leading rusher, eight carries, 193 yards, two touchdowns. Bryant Garrett, six carries for 88 yards. Luke Beckhuizen, six carries for 44 yards. Zach DeMeester, two carries for 26 yards. Beckhuizen, one of four passing, and that was a 31-yard reception by Luke Stempien. Colin Wark with a 146-yard punt. Meanwhile, for the Loinorx Knights, at home against Battle Creek Central, Trevor Perlato rushing three carries for minus 17 yards, and Nick May 10 carries for only 34 yards. Passing Perlato 4 of 15 for 45 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. Thomas, Kelly, White, and Mills each receiving one pass from Parlato, 18, 12, 12, and 3 yards respectively. Parlato, four punts, averaging 25.8 yards per punt on the defensive side of the ball. Austin Siegel with five tackles, Zach DeMeester four, Chris Vandenhout, Mike Covey with three. Mike Covey with two sacks, loss of 14 yards. Sawyer Murphy and Randy Brown also getting in on the fun with the sacking of the quarterback, Trevor Perlato.
Well, it's been a pretty impressive half of football if you're the Coldwater Cardinals. The Loinorx Knights, not so good.
Right. Getting to the team stats, 11 first downs for Coldwater, just 4 for Loinorx. We mentioned 26 carries for 363 yards net for the Cardinals, 13 carries, just a net gain of 17 for the Loinorx Knights. Passing yardage, 31 for the Cardinals, 45 for the Knights. So on total yardage, the Cardinals with 394 yards and the Knights with 62. Two penalties against the Cardinals for 20 yards. Same with the Knights, so that was a wash. Time of possession, the Cardinals with 11:25 and the Knights with 9:39.
Well, again, just the scoreboard reflects the dominance the Coldwater had in that first half, Sean. And, we're just getting better and better by the week, I think. And that's always a coach's dream. You want your players and your team to get better as a team, and you work on individual fundamentals and that type of thing. But
check that. Getting back to the stats, Luke Beckhuizen's second touchdown run came with a minute 57 left in the half. I misread the stat sheet. But sorry, I interrupted you.
I'm sorry. But anyway, you know, just very impressed with this team, the way they're coming together and moving down the field. And, you know, they're not making mistakes. They're not committing penalties. It's probably been one of the least penalized Coldwater teams that I've been around for a few years.
I would have to agree with you there on that point.
Just, I really hope they can use the last two games as a springboard going into Lakeview. Lakeview better bring their game because our kids hit, you know, and, you know, Lakeview with that unscored upon record. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge.
I was going to say, I haven't seen a score from Lakeview's game tonight yet.
They're playing at Marshall.
That's right, and I haven't heard anything from any Lakeview people or from any Marshall people. We do have, checking out the WTVB scoreboard, another future Interstate 8 foe, the Parma Western Panthers, trailing Eaton Rapids 14-7 to start the second half. 13 seconds before halftime, Lakeshore just pouring it on Benton Harbor 48-8.
Yee.
Esopolis leading Bridgman 7-3 at halftime. And again, looking to find out how Ronson's doing against White Pigeon tonight.
See, we can't come up with
35-0. The Coldwater Cardinals lead the Loyniorks Knights. The Knights will get the ball under a running clock after this one-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Now that fall is in the air and the air is getting colder, you may be planning a trip to somewhere warmer, or you may be planning to settle in for the winter. They have you covered either way at Richards Motor Sales in Reading and Coldwater. If you're planning to travel away from the cold, stop at Richards Motor Sales for fall closeout specials on both new and used RVs. You'll find a huge selection at both locations. If you're planning to stay here and make the most of the cold, you should still stop at Richards Motor Sales to get your RV winterized. The staff at Richards will start winterizing on Monday, October 7th. They offer the service at both locations with no waiting and no appointment needed. So it doesn't matter whether you decide to stay here or take this time to travel. Both decisions should lead to a stop at Richards Motor Sales at 749 South Main Street in Reading and 765 East Chicago Road. That's 2 miles east of Coldwater on US 12. You can also click Richards RVSales.com. They trade for almost anything. At Richards Motor Sales, winterization starts Monday, October 7th.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of the night. We will name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch and Hillsdale counties. And I want you to file this away, Al. I'm nominating potential players of the game, the Coldwater starting offensive line, because they were a huge part of why they were able to gain on the ground 363 net yards compared to 17 for Loyniorks.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it starts. You know, they've got to open the holes for these guys to run through, and they've been opening up some nice holes tonight.
Cooper Murphy leading the rushing stats with 193 net yards and two touchdowns, but it hasn't been exclusively him. Bryant Garrett, Luke Beckhusen, and Zach DeMeester getting in on the fun as well. Well, with a 35-0 point lead for the Cardinals over the Loyniorks Knights, we will have a running clock to start the second half. Of course, with that 35-point lead, we will see a different cast of characters in there for the boys wearing red and white. Blaze Watson kicks the ball off. It's caught at the 1. Run back to the 15, stutter-stepping, and diving forward to the 24-yard line. That is where Trevor Parlato and company will start first drive of the second half.
Scoring update on Union City. Oops, just lost it. 38-7 in favor of Quincy. Ooh, 9:50 to go in the third.
In the third quarter, St. Joe still leading Kalamazoo Central. It is 7-3, Bears on top of the Giants.
Wow. Scoring update from Brunson.
All right, let's hear it.
They're down to White Pigeon by the score of 34-8 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
A flag is thrown just before the ball could be snapped. A motion penalty against Loyniorks. Oh. So it's going to be first and 15 from the 15. Things aren't going in a right way for Coach Sean Bergen and his Knights to start off the second half.
Nope. Coming out a little sluggish.
Out of the shotgun, the handoff is going to go to Nick May. He's running the left side, and the new cast of characters doing the same, pretty much the same thing that the old cast of characters did defensively for the Cardinals. No gain.
Yeah, they're just stopping them. Flat out, playing good defense.
Number 44, Nick May on the carry. Stop by number 66, Mike Covey. Second down.
Now we see some of the regulars out on defense there for the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's still.
Where we will probably see new players will probably be on the offensive side of the ball. Well, we did see that in the end of the first half.
Yep. You'll see him get some kids in here a little later in the game.
Pass on the slant and down to the... down to, I guess, 28-yard line. Malik Thomas with a catch. Zach DeMeester with a stop. Third down coming up for the Knights. Say third and six. Clock is moving with 9:25 left in the third quarter. Man set in motion. Parlato rolling to the right to pass. And it's caught at the 35-yard line. Off to the races to the 40, to the 30. Pushed out of bounds near the 20-yard line. That's good enough for Loy Norick's first down. And a rare opportunity for the Knights to get up and cheer. Terrell Kelly with a nice catch and great yardage after the catch.
Did a nice job, and the quarterback did a great job of putting it right on his hands. Was hardly anybody over on this side. The safety, Ryan Hadley, with the touchdown saving tackle, pushes him out of bounds at about the 24-yard line.
First and 10, Loy Norick's the ball at the 24-yard line of the Cardinals. Parlato, handoff to Nick May. He's not getting much on those runs.
Now he's going to be a tired boy at the end of the night.
I think maybe a gain of two on that play, if that. Clock continuing to move. We have a running clock with the Cardinals leading Loy Norick's 35-0. Morgan Sims in on the tackle. Knights are sure taking their sweet time getting up to the ball and running the play. I figure if there was a play clock, there might be five left on it at this point. Parlato, screen pass, caught by Malik Thomas. He's to the 20.
Ooh.
And Thomas, not Thomas, but one of his linemen, that's Mauricio Quesada, lost his helmet on the hit.
Number 15, Thomas.
He will sit out for at least the one play.
Hard hit.
Zach DeMeester
in on the stop.
He's hurt, too. Not his head. Just looks like to be a finger.
No heights or weights listed on any of these Knight players, but I'd wager that this big number 76, Quesada, sophomore, tipping 300 easy.
Oh, yeah.
He's walking off the stinger that he received.
Third and five now for Loy Norick's.
Parlato going back to pass. He's flush out of the pocket. He's rolling to the right. He's going to decide to keep it, and he's forced out of bounds at about the 17-yard line. Parlato, DeMeester knocking down the line judge on this near side. certainly not deliberate. He just wound up being in the way, collateral damage. Then out of that, Parlato wound up gaining two on the play. That'll bring up fourth and three. Portage Central's game against Niles. As we check out the WTVB scoreboard, they lead 32-6, the Mustangs do, over the Vikings.
Just an awfully good Portage Central team this year.
Fourth and four for Loy Norix. Parlato receives a shotgun snap. He rolls to his left. He's looking for the end zone. And it is tipped away at the last moment by the Cardinals.
Good defense out there.
Steven
Seltzer. Number 15, Malik Thomas. Play broken up by number 11.
It's either going to be him or Luke Stempien. They both had a lot of ups, typically. So the Cardinals will take over on downs. First and 10 from the 18-yard line, leading 35-0. So we will most likely see Colin Wark come in and run the offense for the Cardinals. Backup quarterback, 6 foot, 170-pound junior, and last year's starting JV quarterback. No, Luke Beckhusen is still in there. It's going to be an inside handoff, maybe a gain of one.
Number 44, Zach DeMeester on the carry, stopped by number
Zach
60,
DeMeester, again getting involved in the Coldwater offense. Last year, he was the primary fullback for the Cardinals.
Yep.
His sophomore year of high school.
He's strong, strong young man.
And a nice young man, too. I bought my football card from him again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Second and nine for the Cardinals. The handoff, it goes to, I think that was Murphy with the ball.
Number 21, Bryant Garrett on the carry, stopped by number 60, Cole Rabb.
Cole Rabb getting a fair amount of the stops on the run offense for on the Coldwater run offense for the Loy Norix D. A loss of two on the play. That'll bring up third and 10 because we have a running clock. We're down to 3:41 left to play in the third quarter. 35-0 Coldwater on top of Loy Norix. Quarterback under center. Beckhusen again will hand off and right back up to the 20. According to the guys up here in the press box, Logan Taggart may have
number
had the ball. Check that. They now determine that it was, in fact, Zach DeMeester that had the ball. Well, Colin Wark will come out and punt the ball for just the second time tonight. Back deep to receive is Terrell Kelly. He is pacing toward the Knight 40-yard line to our left. That's a good punt by Wark. He'll be caught on the run at the 50 and immediately hit at the 45-yard line by Randy Brown in his runs.
Number 12, Terrell Kelly on the return. Stop at number 66. Mike
Remember
Kelly.
How we talked about Coldwater not tackling very well last year or last week? They've improved their tackling here a whole bunch tonight.
Instead of Randy Brown, we'll officially give credit to Mike Covey, but I'm sure Brown was in among the group that gang tackled Terrell Kelly. First and 10, Loy Norix from the Coldwater 45-yard line. 35-0 Cardinals with a lead, 2:20 left to play in the third quarter. I'm glad to report as we look out on I-94, traffic is moving well in both directions.
First and 10 for Loy Norix at the 45.
For Lattle, the handoff goes to Nick May. Dives to the 43.
Number 44, Nick May on the carry. Stop by number 44, Zach DeMeester. Second down.
Zach DeMeester on the stop. Second and eight coming up.
They've run into each other quite a bit this evening.
Dueling number 44s. Knights break the huddle. A minute 32 left to play in quarter number three. Running clock rules kicked in at the beginning of the first half. Low snap, and the pitch is going to go to Nick May. He's running the left side. He's to the 40, and he's forced out of bounds just past the 40.
Number 44, Nick May on the carry, brought down by number 7, Chris Vanderhout.
Chris Vandenhout in on the tackle. It's going to bring up 3rd and 4. The ball will be put at the 39-yard line. Hold the line. There was a flag thrown. And a second flag. Well, there's the original flag, and then there is a flag. I guess the referee took exception to something that Joe Boggins said out on the field, because he was the nearest player to where the flag was thrown. Referee's talking to the Coldwater sideline, also checking in with one of the captains, Chris Vandenhout. That stops the clock with 1:10 left in the quarter. We will get the calls here. Holding against Loy Norix. And unsportsmanlike conduct against Norix. So that's at least 25.
Penalties that are blocking in the back against Loy Norix. And unsportsmanlike conduct against Loy Norix.
So the long season for Loy Norix and their head coach Sean Bergen will continue to roll on. Let's take a look. I'm going to take a look at who they've got next week on their schedule. Doesn't get any easier for them. They play at Harper Creek next week. Oh, after the mark off. 2nd and 34, Parlato, shotgun snap, rolling to the right to pass.
Oh,
and
nice
one nice
catch.
One-hand grab by Terrell Kelly at the 35-yard line. Flag is thrown at the end of the play.
Parlato's pass complete to number 12, Terrell Kelly. Brought down by number 17, Austin Siegel.
Austin Siegel in on the tackle. Maybe a late hit.
Face mask.
5-yard against Coldwater.
That is a 5-yard face mask against Coldwater.
So it will remain 2nd down. The 5-yard mark off is not going to be even close to giving the Knights first down.
No.
The ball will be put down at their 42-yard line. The first down marker is at the Coldwater 36. Well, the clock starts again after the 5-yard face mask penalty assessed to the Cardinals. It will now be 3rd and about 24. Parlato rolling left to pass and overthrew. There were two guys in the vicinity at midfield, and Parlato just flat out overthrew both of them.
Parlato's pass intended for number 15, Malik Thomas, incomplete.
Malik Thomas, they say he was the closest guy to the ball, but either way, it's incomplete. It's going to be 4th and 24. Parlato will punt the ball, and the punt will likely take place at the end of at the beginning of the fourth quarter. There's 11 seconds left to play in this frame. Colin Work back deep to receive along with Sawyer Murphy. And both teams are going to head to the sideline. The punt will start the fourth quarter, which will start in 1 minute. 35-0. Coldwater on top of Loy Norix. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Once upon a time, there were 3 little girls who loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a dad that needs a reliable car to get to his new job.
We're on it, Al.
My new job starts tomorrow, but we have terrible credit.
Don't worry. Rainbow Motor Sales will give you $1,000 for your trade with guaranteed credit approval.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Play ball!
Heading to the Tigers game? Before you do, make sure your bases are covered. Get to Meijer and pick up everything you need for a great outing, like officially licensed Tigers team apparel, caps, and collectibles. Plus, all your favorite game day snacks, party trays, and beverages, all at Lohmeyer prices. From sandlot games to the big leagues, it's summer, and that's something to celebrate. So get out with the crowd. Show your Tigers pride and score a home run on a great selection of sports apparel and party supplies, all at Lohmeyer prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
35-0, Coldwater leading Loy Norix as we get the fourth quarter underway. The Norix on 4th and 24 will punt the ball. Colin Work and Sawyer Murphy will go back deep to receive. scoring update on the WTVB scoreboard. This was at the half, so this came a little bit ago. Schoolcraft leading Penfield 21-15. Schoolcraft looking to tag Penfield with just their first loss of the season.
Well, it's not an upset by any means.
No.
Schoolcraft, a good football program.
Schoolcraft, Olivet, Penfield, and Constantine all with a decent chance of making it into the playoffs. Trevor Parlato is actually going to go for it, and he gets sacked. See Zach DeMeester getting up on the pile.
It was actually only third down.
Oh, that was just third down.
Yeah. Be able to down marker set four.
Keeper, number 65, Randy Brown.
So someone messed up on the chain gang. Everybody else in the press box was confused, except for the coaches. Now it's fourth and 24. Well, that third and 24 play. The snap goes over the head of Parlato. He's at the five. Are they going to sack him in the end zone? There is a flag thrown. Parlato tackled. Was he tackled in the end zone? Let's see what this flag is about. That stops the clock with 11:10 left. Wave off the flag.
All right. Coldwater gets the ball on the 1 yard line.
Turnover on down.
So it was just short of a safety being tagged on.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cardinals first and goal from the one. And we start to see some of the Loinorix faithful head to the exits.
Now what are they doing?
If there was no penalty, why is he going back? They're going back to where the ball is.
I guess what they are saying is that they are marching the ball back to where it was before the bad snap on the punt. So it's a little bit of mercy being shown to Loinorix, actually, when all is said and done. The Cardinals will start it on first field position. First and 10, and what is Dave Bach trying to tell us?
Oh, we call it a pass. He tried to shuffle it off to...
That was a weird-looking pass, though. first and 10, Coldwater. Cooper Murphy receives the handoff. Left side, he's to the 25. He's brought down near the 20, and that's...
Number 20, Cooper Murphy on the carry.
Spot the ball at the 22-yard line. That's good enough for Coldwater first down. Just enough to get the first.
Cooper Murphy just continues to run the ball well, as he has all season for the Cardinals.
Well over 200 yards at this point. First and 10 from the 22. Colin Work in at quarterback. He keeps the ball and runs left side and is tackled at the 17-yard line. Scott May in on the tackle. .57 left to play in the fourth quarter. Second and 5 coming up for Coldwater. They lead 35-0. It's an inside handoff that may have lost a yard in the process.
Looked like a rugby scrum.
Good description there. From the WTVB scoreboard, end of the third quarter over at Quincy,
number
the
eight,
Orioles,
Sawyer Murphy on the
all over Union City, 52-7.
Ooh.
Third down.
Sawyer Murphy was the ball carrier that play. Very hard-earned yardage there. It's going to be third and 3 coming up for Coldwater. One Wark is under center. He will keep it. He will get up to the 10. He will dive to the 8-yard line. First and goal.
Number 4, Colin Wark on the carry. Stopped by number 3, Lyric Cleaver. And number 44, Nick May.
So now it is first and goal from the 8-yard line.
Seems as though the guys up here in the press box can't wait for this game to get over with, too. Wark under center. Hand off. Ooh. And a loss. A little bit of a loss on the play, it looks like. Is that Sawyer Murphy?
Number 80, yep. Sawyer Murphy on the carry. Stop by number 56, Joe Bogan.
Joe Bogan in on the tackle. Checking out the WTVB scoreboard. Niles Brandywine and Buchanan says here that they're under a lightning delay.
There were some storms coming across Lake Michigan.
So it might actually be fortunate. We might be able to get this game in before the storms move into the Kalamazoo area. Second and goal from the 9. Wark under center. And it is Sawyer Murphy rumbling into the end zone. Touchdown, Coldwater.
Number 80, Sawyer Murphy on the carry. Touchdown.
Well, the Cardinals tack on another one here late in this game. 7:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Now leading 41-0. And
that will stop the clock temporarily. Now, it should be pointed out that the clock runs and does not stop under hardly any circumstances when the point differential reaches 50 points.
And yeah, it's good.
Blaze Watson's PAT kick making it 42-0 Cardinals with 7:26 left. You are listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You'll find fabulous food for fall at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater, starting with their delicious new side, pan-fried apples. They also have savory starters like the Bang Bang Shrimp Appetizer and weekly specials that include apple stuffed pork loin, 1-pound stuffed baked potatoes, and their cheddar ale burger. To top it all off, they have live music every Thursday and Friday night at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
In another 7 minutes and 26 seconds of game time, the Coldwater Cardinals will improve their record to 3-3 overall and 3-1 in the SMAC East, heading into a showdown at Lakeview next Friday. The Loyenorix Knights will still be looking for their first win of the season. They will drop to 0-4 overall, 0-6 in the East Division. Doesn't get any easier for them. They play at Harper Creek next Friday.
Yeah, their road doesn't get any easier, and it's going to be tougher for Coldwater next week, too, going up against the stellar Lakeview defense.
I've not seen a scoring update from their game at Marshall yet. Blaze Watson's kickoff. It'll be just short of the end zone. It will be caught at the 5-yard line. And the Knights will be stopped at the 21 on the run back.
Number 12, Terrell Kelly on the return.
Terrell Kelly in on the return.
First down, Loyenorix.
You know, we can tell that the coaching staff up here thinks that it's close to being over because they're packing up their headsets right now.
Yeah.
Running clock will continue to go until the conclusion of this one. In all likelihood, the Cardinals with a 42-0 lead. It's nice to see that we are being retreated all across the Twitterverse. Thank you, Dylan. First and 10. Handoff going to, I don't think that's Nick May, is it?
No.
It is Nick May.
It is.
Colin Wark forcing him out of bounds into Coldwater territory.
Nick May on the carry, out of bounds to number 4, Colin Wark. First down, Loyenorix.
A different style of running than what I've seen from number 44 for the Knights most of the game, really.
Yeah.
He's able to turn on the afterburners, but mostly he's been running on the inside.
Yep.
Ball's at the Coldwater 45-yard line, 6 minutes left, first and 10. And it's going to be Nick May running to the right side, and this time he is met by the Cardinal D. Still pushing forward to the 40.
Oh, he's a hard-nosed running back, that's for sure.
And don't forget both the quarterback,
number
Trevor Perlato, and the lead running back, Nick May, both sophomores.
Second down.
They'll cause some problems for teams down the road.
Remember, next year's version of the SMAC East will consist of Battle Creek Central, Lakeview, Gull Lake, Kalamazoo Central, Loy Norix, and Matawan.
Well, it's not going to be easy in that league
right
either.
Second and four for the Knights. May receives a handoff once again. He finds an opening up the middle. Hit at the 30 and brought down near the 26-yard line. Another first down for the Loy Norix Knights. 4:43 left. Cardinals currently pitching a shutout 42-0. But the Knights battling to try and put something up on the scoreboard. May again with a handoff. This time the Cardinals stop him at the 25, down to the 24.
Number 44, May on the carry. Stop at number 56, Jesse Mangett.
Jesse Mangett in on the stop for the Cardinals. Checking the WTVB scoreboard, there's actually three games in the Berrien County area that are under a lightning delay right now. Edwardsburg leading Coloma 45-7. Niles Brandywine with a 15-14 lead over Buchanan, and Portage Central leads Niles 32-13. On second and nine, going back to pass, and the pass broken up by a pair of Cardinals at about the 14-yard line.
Colin Ork in on the breakup of that pass.
Number 25, Blade broken up by number 4, Colin Ork.
Malik Thomas was the intended receiver for the Knights. That will bring up third and nine. The WTVB scoreboard, the Red Wings leading the Carolina Hurricanes 2-1.
All right.
That's early in the third period. Faking the handoff, it went to Terrell Kelly on the sweep. Stopped short of the first down by the Cardinals as we're under 3 minutes left to play.
Number
it's 42-0.
Kelly on the carry. Stop at number 52, Scott Sowers. Fourth down.
Scott Sowers on the stop. Down to 2:35 left. Fourth and five coming up for the Knights. This is the game for them.
They don't hear the band playing when there's action on the field, do you?
Parlato is flushed out of the pocket, throws, and it is caught at the 11-yard line. First and goal. Diving forward to the 6-yard line.
Parlato's pass.
I don't think the band really cares at this point. I don't know. Under 2 minutes left. It's first and goal. Knights from the 5-yard line.
Well, I'd like to see our defense pitch a shutout here, but
checking out the WTVB scoreboard. A final score: Constantine all over Hackett, 49-7. And nothing going on first and goal for Nick May. The Knights in hurry-up mode. They want to try and get a score up on the board, but there's a minute 25 left with a running clock. Another final score in the KVA. Olivet's in the playoffs. They beat Galesburg Augusta 59-6. Minute 5 left to play in the game. Second and goal from the 4. Parlato. Hand off to May. The Cardinals stop him. He'll be have just enough to lean into the end zone. And finally, a score for Loy Norris.
Touchdown, Loy Norris.
So Loy Norris gets on the board. Ever so late in this game, 54.9 seconds to go. 42-6 right now, and they're going to line up for the extra point attempt.
Stokely Eller will attempt the point after. It'll still be a 35-point margin, so we will have the running clock finish this game out. Unless they pull the fake and go for two. It's blocked!
Enough to worry.
42-6, Cardinals lead with 54.9 seconds left.
Block by number 5, Gavin Yates.
Gavin Yates in on the block. Back for the conclusion in 30 seconds. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
42-6, Coldwater leading Loy Norris. The Knights did spoil the Cardinals' attempt at their first legitimate shutout since 1995. Scoring drive capped by a 4-yard run by Nick May. In fact, most of that drive was Nick May runs for Loy Norris.
Yeah, he's a good running back for the Knights, and they're going to have the fortune of having him around here for a couple of years yet.
Granted, that was also going up against mostly the second unit defense for Coldwater, too.
Still got to run through them, though.
While the shutout on paper would have looked awful nice, the important thing is that the Cardinals will head back to Coldwater with a W and a 3-3 mark overall. 3-1 in the Smack East.
That sounds even better.
Traffic heading home shouldn't be a problem, and in fact, they will keep both lanes of I-94 open during the weekend. Low squib kick caught on the run and brought back to the 35-yard line by Coldwater.
Number 20, Cooper Murphy.
Cooper Murphy on the kickoff return. So slowly comes the Coldwater offense and the Loy Norris defense. If they run a play, it'll probably be a knee out of the victory formation. They won't even have to snap the ball. They start the unofficial play clock with 22 seconds left. That's going to do it. 15 seconds left. The rest of the Norix fan base heading to the exits. The Cardinal fan base are going to stick around for a while. The cheerleaders will lead the fans into loyalty. After the handshakes, triple zeros up on the scoreboard. Final score from here at Griffith Stadium in Kalamazoo. The Coldwater Cardinals 42 and the Loy Norris Knights 6. The Cardinals improve to 3-1 in the Smack East, 3-3 overall. The Knights drop to 0-4 overall, 0-6 in the East Division. 42-6 Cardinals, back with the postgame after this. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
Can we get something straight?
industry.
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant new and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
Changes in the air. Glenn here from Warner Oil Company. While we're not sure what the weather has in store, one thing is for sure. The calendar says fall is coming. And I'm here to remind you that Warner Oil is stocked and ready with antifreeze, washer fluid, engine oil, and quality Chevron lubricants to get your fall engine service completed. Don't wait. Now is the best time to purchase these supplies. Over the past 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been supplying your fuel and lubricant needs. Whether to take the chill out of your home or filling your fuel tanks with farm gas and diesel fuel, Warner Oil has been there to meet your needs. Our fuel drivers have years and years of experience. They understand that you are busy and you need them to keep your tanks full. Ask them about our premium grade diesel fuel or 20% renewable. You can call Warner Oil Company today at 517-278-5844. Or stop by to see us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater.
OmniSource in Coldwater is now accepting commercial scrap metals and paying businesses premium rates for your materials. Whether it's a dump truck or a 90-yard bin, OmniSource has a large capacity scale to handle your biggest loads of scrap. Transport it yourself or OmniSource will deliver a bin to you to fill and then haul your scrap away. Save money on gas and freight fees by bringing your ferrous and non-ferrous metals to OmniSource in Coldwater. Servicing all area businesses, including machine and auto repair shops, manufacturers, plumbers, electricians, heating and cooling companies, construction, agriculture, and welding businesses.
This is Renee from OmniSource in Coldwater. We're now paying businesses for your ferrous and non-ferrous scrap materials. Call us for premium rates for your scrap or just bring it on over to us at 375 South Michigan Avenue by the I-69 overpass. Weekdays from 8 to 4, Saturdays from 8 to noon, or visit us anytime online at omnisource.com. OmniSource, the best in metals recycling.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Griffith Stadium here on the Loy Norix High School campus. Sean Watson and Al Rackesy, Mike's side. We're all itching to want to get out of here as well. It's a quick end to the game. The Coldwater Cardinals with their third win of the season against three losses. They are 3-1 in the SMAC East after their 42-6 triumph over the Loy Norix Knights.
Well, it sure was nice to see that, Sean. You know, I think this moves the program another step forward, and we're back to 3-3. It's been a while since we've done that.
We'll go ahead and take this break and be back with the scoring summary after this. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
He worked out early, practiced late, and studied well into the night. The next day, he did it all over again.
She missed time hanging out and socializing with friends so she could make it on time to practices and games.
He became a top student and a confident leader, even as he helped his team win back-to-back conference titles.
She became a role model in her community, even as she led her team to an undefeated season.
And when they finished playing high school sports, what did they do next?
She graduated from college with honors and went to work for a successful company.
He attended graduate school and became a difference maker in his community.
Because that's what student athletes in Michigan do. They use the skills they develop playing high school sports today
to do even bigger things in life tomorrow.
High school sports.
A winning part of a complete education.
This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Back once again at Griffith Stadium on the Loynorix High School campus, Sean Watson and Al Rackesy, the Cardinals with a 42-6 win over the Loynorix Knights, and here is how they scored. The Cardinals capped off a four-play 70-yard drive with a 15-yard carry by Bryant Garrett, coming with 5:45 left to play in the first quarter. It was actually on the Cardinals' second offensive series of the game. The BAT kick by Blaze Watson was good, 7-0 Cardinals. And then with about 46 seconds left to play in the first quarter, an 8-play 75-yard drive was capped by a Cooper Murphy quarterback keeper of 4 yards out of the Wildcat formation. Blaze Watson's PAT kick was good. 14-0 Cardinals, and that was your score after one quarter of play. Luke Beckhusen with a 4-yard quarterback keeper with 10:59 left in the second quarter. That capped off a 3-play 78-yard drive that took only 50 seconds. Blaze Watson's PAT kick was no good. The snap went through Colin Wark's hands, and the Cardinals were unable to recover. 20-0 Cards. Then with 4:43 left to play in the second quarter, the Cards capped off a 6-play 62-yard drive with a 10-yard run by Cooper Murphy for his second touchdown of the game. Cooper Murphy also ran in the 2-point conversion to make it 28-0. With a 1:57 left in the first half, Luke Beckhusen with a quarterback keeper of 21 yards for his second touchdown of the game, capping off a 2-play 42-yard drive that took just 16 seconds. Blaze Watson's PAT kick was good, 35-0, and that invoked the running clock throughout the entire second half. There was no scoring in the third quarter. Coldwater's final score came with 7:30 left in the fourth quarter. Sawyer Murphy with an 8-yard run, and that capped off a 6-play, 29-yard drive. Blaze Watson's PAT kick was good, making it 42-0. And then the Knights would score near the end of the game, capping off a 9-play, 79-yard drive. A steady diet of Nick May runs, and that was a 4-yard run by Nick May that gave the Knights their only score, especially since Stokely Iller's PAT kick was blocked. They say Zach Chakowski actually had the PAT block there.
Good for Zach.
42-6, that was your final score. Net rushing yards, the Cardinals finished with 394 yards on 35 carries. The Knights, 72 yards on 25 carries. The Knights had more passing yards, 121 to 31. But on total offense, the Cardinals had the edge, 425 yards to 193. Cardinals with 13 first downs, the Knights with 8. 5 penalties whistled against the Knights for 50 yards, 3 for 25 yards for Coldwater. The Knights wound up leading time of possession 25-15 to 17-35, but Trevor Perlato was sacked 4 times for 30 yards by the Cardinals. Zach DeMeester leading the way on defense, along with Austin Siegel, each with 6. Mike Covey with 3, Chris Vandenhout with 3. Cooper Murphy finished the game with 9 carries, a total of 201 yards and 2 touchdowns. Bryant Garrett, 7 carries for 87 yards and a score. Luke Beckhusen, 6 carries, 44 yards and 2 touchdowns. Zach DeMeester had 4 carries for 29 yards. Luke Beckhusen only tried to pass the ball 4 times, completed it once for 31 yards to Luke Stempien. Nick May with 19 carries for 96 yards and a touchdown. Terrell Kelly with a 4-yard carry, and Trevor Perlato, 5 carries, minus 28 yards. Again, he was sacked twice. He was 8 of 23 passing for 121 yards. No passing touchdowns and an interception. Once again, he was sacked twice. Terrell Kelly, the leading receiver for the Knights, 3 catches for 75 yards. Malik Thomas, 3 catches for 31 yards. And White, 1 12-yard catch. Mills, 1 3-yard catch. Punting, Parlato, 4 punts, averaging 25.6 yards per punt. Colin Warwick, 2 punts, averaged 38 yards per punt. So a pretty dominating performance by the boys in red and white tonight.
No question. Final score indicates that, 42-6. So, again, the Cardinals moved to 3-3 on the season, 3-1 in the Smack East. So things are looking up.
We'll take this one last break from McDonald's branch in Hillsdale Counties and talk about our McDonald's players of the game.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Ah, what a perfect fall day. There's a brisk chill in the air. The leaves are changing colors.
Gary, you're in a status meeting. You're rustling papers.
Yeah, the status is delicious.
New McCafe Pumpkin Spice Latte is the unmistakable taste and feeling of fall. Smooth, sweet, a hint of spice, and made with 100% Rainforest Alliance certified espresso. It's the latest irresistible McCafe Latte, but it won't be here long. Pumpkin Spice Latte, something new to love from McCafe at participating McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Weather McDonald's players of the game, and remember at the beginning of the second half, I put in an early nomination for the Coldwater offensive line because without them, the Cardinals wouldn't have gotten close to 400 yards of running offense tonight.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they opened up all the holes so that Cooper Murphy can get over 200 yards and all the rest of the guys can pick up all their yards and stuff. And
Garrett almost got 100 tonight.
And they've been doing a real good job all year long for the most part. So I have no problems with giving them the McDonald's player of the game.
So collectively, congratulations to left tackle Darian Bradley, left guard Joel Jepson, center Cody Truex, right guard Scott Sowers, and right tackle Logan Taggart. The Coldwater offensive line are McDonald's players of the game as the Coldwater Cardinals beat the Loynorx Knights 42-6. One last check of the WTVB scoreboard with about 10 minutes left to play in the big showdown in the Big 8 between Homer and Jonesville. The Trojans were leading the Comets 21-12.
Well,
31-12. Check that. 31-12.
Homer's on their home court. Their home field, and they're taking care of business there.
So coming up for the Coldwater Cardinals next week, a chance to make it three straight wins, but the task is mighty tough. They will go up against a Lakeview Spartan squad who have been unscored upon through their first five games, likely to go to 6-0. They were playing at Marshall tonight, the Spartans were. The real question for them, can they keep that unscored upon streak going?
Well, that's the whole thing for them right now. Obviously, they want to keep that string going, and they want to win as many football games as they can. And if your opponents don't score, you can't get beat as long as you score a little bit. So it's nice to see Lakeview back, if you will. They've haven't had the powerhouse teams the last few years and whatever, but it's going to be a tough challenge for the Cardinals. And we'll find a little bit more about what our team is made of.
There's Matt Miller, the head coach, and that's going to be an awful tough task for the Coldwater Cardinals to go up against Lakeview. It's going to be at Lakeview. Quinn Berry will join me, Mike's side, for the action next Friday, 7 o'clock kickoff. Pre-game coverage getting underway at 6:30. Between then and now, we've got Sprint Cup Racing from Kansas Speedway coming up on Sunday. It's the fourth race in the Sprint Cup chase for the championship. The Hollywood Casino 400 coverage for Motor Racing Network scheduled to get underway at 1 Sunday afternoon. And once again, Quinn Berry joins me, Mike's side, from Spartan Memorial Stadium on the Lakeview High School campus beginning next Friday at 6:30. It's the Cardinals at the Lakeview Spartans. That's the story from here at Loynorix High School's Griffith Stadium. For Justin Lopshire, back at the WTVB studio, for my broadcast partner Al Rackesy, Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Knights. They are still looking for their first win of the season. That's because the Coldwater Cardinals got the win tonight, 42-6. Until next Friday from Battle Creek, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club: Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Hale at Ottawa and RV, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.